Live and local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips, so let us keep you headed safely down the road with a set of four Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX, Ascend GT, and Geolander Geo56. While you're here, Mel's can service your vehicle as well. We offer top quality service on brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, AC, and much more. We'll get you where you want to go. Dependable performing Yokohama tires and excellent service work. Get it all at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
It is priceless, and KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 24th day of the month of May, 719, a beautiful 58 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Nick Bess, organizer, 13th annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament, coming up June 2 with the final weigh-in June the 4th, so just a few days away, I guess. Nick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing all right. So where are you at in the, I guess, the late-stage planning process here for the big catfish tournament?
Oh, gosh. I'm just trying to get everything done before next week. it's a big year this year.
Well, it is a big year. We mentioned this is the 13th annual, and I guess to say things have grown leaps and bounds, that's still maybe an understatement, huh?
Yeah, it's always impressive. I don't think we can get any bigger, and then the next year rolls around, and we just keep growing.
What has made this event really so popular? We understand to a certain degree why it's meaningful, but why has it become so popular?
I think it's very unique. It's hard to replicate because we've been around for so long. Of course, what it's for helps. I think the everyone getting to come together, these guys each year, we kind of make friends. We're fishing against each other, but everybody kind of makes friends, and we get a lot of repeat entries, and I think that's a big deal how we keep growing every year.
And Nick Bess, the 13th annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament, starting at noon, June the 2nd. Well, let's talk first about how this tournament works, Nick, and is there still time and room for entries?
Yes, we still have a few slots open. We did end up having to limit the amount of teams this year because we've just had so many. It just takes so long to weigh. You guys have seen the fish.
Yes.
So it just takes so long to get all those fish ran through. But we do have some spots left open. So the teams are allowed to fish anywhere that they legally can. So you have to have permission where you're fishing. And then it's your five biggest fish from the weekend. So if you catch two on Sunday that were bigger than the ones you weighed on Saturday, we'll knock out two of those from Saturday and add in your bigger fish.
Easy enough. Give us a kind of a sense of what the weigh-ins are like, just kind of what the atmosphere is like as the teams come in and get everything taken care of there.
It's great. If you have never been, I think it's something just to come experience. Saturday is a little bit more mellow. Not all the teams come weigh on Saturday. But Sunday is where it gets really exciting. There's some stairs right before or right beside where we weigh the fish at, and it's my favorite part. The kids will gather on the stairs, and then the guys will pull up and pull one of those big fish out of the tank, and all you hear is all those kids, whoa! Yeah.
So where exactly is the weigh-in taking place, Nick?
It's at 211 Commercial, in front of Best Machining on Main Street in Hartford. You won't be able to miss us if you come down.
So is there activities surrounding the weigh-ins over the weekend, Nick?
We have a lot going on this year. So we were lucky enough, like I've said before, we have some fantastic sponsors. So the Wagon Wheel is on June 1st. For anybody fishing, they're hosting kind of a kickoff party dinner at the community building in Hartford. And they're going to feed everyone that's on a fishing team for free. And then we'll kick off on the 2nd at noon. We'll weigh in at both the weigh-ins. We'll have games for the kids to play. And what that'll get them is they get a free raffle ticket. We've got a bunch of fishing rods and tackle boxes. And then we're lucky enough that Phil Thornton is going to give one of the lucky kids a lifetime hunting or fishing license. But then we also have an adult raffle set up there. There's a lot going on, a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, your list of sponsors, it is pretty robust, isn't it, Nick?
Yes, it is. If you look at the back of the T-shirts we had made this year, I think we're going to have to do two columns next year.
Well, not only the sponsorship list, but you look at your cash payouts this year for the winners. What's that payoff list look like?
So this year, we're paying out $1,000 for first, $700 for second, $500 for third, $300 for fourth, and $100 for fifth. And then we get into this is the fun stuff, in my opinion. We've got the big fish is $500. Bryson's biggest gar is $250. The biggest channel, Western Electrical does that, is $150. And then this is what I'm talking about, the guys, you know, really getting along and coming back every year. They really feed into it. So the guys that won last year, the night of the fishing tournament, he texted me and he said, well, we just feel like Bullhead aren't getting any love in this tournament. So next year we go ahead and sponsor the biggest Bullhead. So we're giving away $150 for the biggest Bullhead.
Man. That's amazing. Yeah, Nick, you know, a lot of people, I think, know the foundational story behind the fishing tournament. But if you could just remind folks kind of how this started and really kind of how you've turned the tragedy of the fishing accident into not only the tournament itself, but really where the funding goes and how that's really helping out to, you know, just really students across the area.
So when we first started out, it was after Clint and Jason and Hubba had passed away in that, or Jeremy and Hubba had passed away in that boating accident on John Redmond while they were duck hunting. We started out the first year just down at the Hartford Boat Ramp, and it was just teams of, friends down there, or family, and we just wanted to do something to remember them. And if you looked at the first year, you would never think that we were where we are now. So we've just progressively grown every year. We've been able to hand out a little bit more. So all the extra money that we raise for the tournament, we give to the Yeager Jenkins families, and they hand out scholarships. The students, what they have to do is write an essay about what family means to them. Family means something different to everyone. So they write those essays, and then the family selects and hands out the scholarships. And I was at the banquet this year, or at the awards deal this year, and Jenkins Brown was able to hand out six scholarships to six kids this year. Our goal is to keep growing every year. So
how much money have you raised, Nick, over the years?
I don't know. We've never really kept track. I know that last year we ended up donating just right around $5,000. And this year we should surpass that, even what we did last year. So
that's awesome.
That's impressive. Well, Nick, let's remind folks just kind of the contact information to get into the tournament here. Let's remind folks how the tournament works here before we wrap things up here this morning.
So you can contact myself or Kyle Graves. Our contact information is on any of our flyers, on anything online. My phone number is 620-794-4203. We actually have we created it last year. It's the Yeager Jenkins Memorial Fishing page on Facebook, so you can find us on there. Again, it's $100 a team. You can have four people fishing, and we do allow one alternate just for kind of a safety, if you have to have someone that's going to be gone. You can fish anywhere you want. The fish have to be alive at the weigh-ins, everything except for the gar. But you can just get a hold of us anytime and get a team in, and we'll cover any rules that we think they might not know and make sure everybody's on the same page.
All right, and I assume then, you know, the community's invited to all the weigh-in activities. What are the weigh-in times Saturday and Sunday?
The weigh-ins are from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock Saturday and Sunday morning.
Okay.
10 o'clock on Sunday is a hard cutoff for the guys to be fishing. Or to be back from fishing, they have to be in line to get their fish weighed by then. I think that we were still weighing fish at 10:30 last year.
Well, all right. Well, it's turned into a great event, all for a great cause. Heck of a job, Nick, and good luck with this huge event this year.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You having a
yeah. Good to talk to you, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
Bye.
Yeah, that's Nick Bess, one of the organizers, lead organizer of the 13th annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament. That's out of Hartford, starting next Friday, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the morning show slate of interviews, you got to go to next week, because we are just about full to close out the week, and that includes our newsmaker slots the next couple of days. But you can call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvwe@kvwe.com if you want to get on the schedule. And if you have an event or an activity, we certainly encourage you to do that. Next couple of interviews, we'll have Jones Aquatic Center manager Jennifer Wegner tomorrow. Obviously, the Memorial Day weekend is the start of the Jones Aquatic Center's pool season, so we'll get a preview of that. Friday, we have Nancy Ricker joining us, because the annual summer concert season for the Emporia Municipal Band begins with the Memorial Day service on Monday, and it starts very soon after that.
Yeah, the Jones Aquatic Center opening day is this Saturday from 1 until 6, and that'll be out at the beautiful Aquatic Center. And by the way, this Saturday, if you swim for regular price, you'll get a half-price coupon for a future swim during the 2023 season.
Ooh,
so
nice.
It is about go time for the Jones Aquatic Center. Our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Sunny and 60 degrees. Good morning at 7:30.
This is Marcus Urkel, manager of Emporia Golf Course. Congratulations to all the state golfers that played out south the last 2 days, as well as the EHS golfers for their great play. The Father Pete Memorial Tournament is coming up this Friday.